Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So Steve has this huge announcement to make. We're going to let you guys help plan his upcoming wedding you're never ever going to have.
Nope.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yes.
Have you really?
I do. I know the cake I want if I ever get married. I know where the cake is coming. I saw it in a movie and I'm getting cake.
The cake. So you haven't thought about it. Like, you just got one detail. You haven't thought about whether you would do hand passed apps or you would do a sit down meal or a buffet, but you know the cake.
Yeah, we got to have the cake because that's for your guests. You got them thinking.
So is the meal.
Yeah.
So you just jumped right, being Steve, just like, I just want to get straight to, describe your cake. What's your cake?
Isn't it always chicken or fish? I mean, that's boring. Just let's go right to the dessert. What did you have? You had beef? Did you have steak?
I had everything.
Oh, you did?
Well, I mean, my wedding, the last one, yeah. The most recent of my, we just went to Sasa.
Oh, that's right.
And it was just like, although to sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And my father would never touch that. So I actually asked the owner, I'm like, is there any chance you can make a steak?
Oh.
And he made him one of the best steaks I've ever seen. I was actually mad.
Because you didn't.
It would look, and then he sort of added it to the menu for a little while there. It's what you used to eat.
I love those, the strips of steak with
and
the
then
pumpkin.
It was like with the Japanese pumpkin and
yes.
All that. Yeah. So So let's, we'll get to, we want to talk about wild weddings. And my wedding, that wedding ended up turning out wild, and we'll get to that. But like, we're going to find out what in Steve's wedding would be wild. Let's start with the cake, apparently.
Yeah, I saw it. It's either my best friend's wedding.
Stop trying to pretend you don't remember which one it is.
It is. It's a pyramid shape. It's a pyramid shape, and it has three different tiers, and each tier is held up by these round, I'd have to draw it out.
The pyramid is actually divided.
It is in three different sections.
And then do you take the top pyramid home and
you can
why
if
a
you
pyramid?
Want.
What do you relate to the pyramid?
I don't. I just never seen a cake that looked like that. It looks so.
So it still had tiers.
Oh, it's badass.
Get it.
Yeah, I'll draw it later. You'll like it. You'll wish you could get married again just so you could have the cake.
I want everybody to know that we have a giant whiteboard in our studio that we write topics on and write all this stuff. We are going to let Steve draw his cake. In fact, we'll bring in Aaron. And we'll Facebook Live.
Oh, we don't need to do all
the
that.
Drawing of Steve's wedding cake. We're going to do that in just a minute here.
Okay.
We're gonna draw Steve's wedding cake. Do you think your wedding would be tame or wild? Because would you have, bud tenders are starting to come into weddings in Colorado.
I want a petting zoo and a jumpy castle. And no kids allowed either.
Since you jumped straight to cake, I feel like you're being accurate. It's like petting zoo and jumpy castles and no kids. So
yep.
It's just a bunch of grown-ups
getting cool.
High as a kite, petting donkeys.
Woo!
And jumping up and down.
Dude, you're going to have fun too.
I don't think I'll be attending this
wedding. Whatever.
Because hell will have frozen over by that point.
That is true.
My wedding got wild. So we've got some stories of wild weddings, and that's why we want to talk to you about the wildest thing you've seen at a wedding or whatever it is. My wedding, again, we went to Sasa or whatever. We started drinking. Well, we were drinking. You've had them with me. The little tiny sake. It's like the hakushi. It's the white deer is what they call it.
Good sake.
And we basically put the credit card down and said, let's go nuts. Well, my brother and my best man, who currently works at the Isle Casino.
Yeah,
up at Roxy's.
The Roxy.
Yeah. Roxy, yeah. They began to treat them as though they were Aquafina and not sake.
No.
So like every 2 minutes, I see another bottle of white deer hitting the table.
No.
And it's like, boom, 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 boom. And they just start pounding it. And you've had it. It's really smooth.
It is really too smooth.
So there's a certain point where I'm holding hair while there's barfing out the side of the limo.
I know.
My wife actually held the hair, but we took turns. My brother is out in front of the place going, "You looking at my girl?"
Oh.
It turns into a brawl.
Oh,
and like,
I had
a Commerce City wedding, and I didn't even live there yet.
But you fit right in.
When I was trying to buy a house in Reunion, they were like, "We don't know. You seem too classy." And I described my wedding. They're like, "Oh my God, do you want to be mayor?"
Yeah, you're the new alderman.
It's like, I don't know what that is, but offered it to me. So we're talking wild weddings. This story has gone viral recently. And I don't really understand it, but it was like, everybody had to order ahead what their meal was going to be, right?
Oh,
and it was like
one, yeah.
Chicken or steak or whatever. And this 16-year-old ordered chicken, but he thought he ordered the adult portion, but then they tried to bring him like chicken strips.
Like fingers or something.
Because he's 16. You don't give him the...
Right. They tried to give him the little boy.
And it was like, no, I'm 16 or whatever. And apparently on their version of kids menu, it was anybody 18 or younger.
I guess, yeah.
But there was a miscommunication, whatever. Yeah. So when they finally got there with the food, they're like, "Our bad. Let's get you the adult version." They made it work.
They
got this kid.
Scrounged up, yeah.
Yeah, and they got in the chicken meal. Well, fast forward a couple weeks, the bride's parents see, "Well, we ordered him the chicken fingers, and he got when I got the chicken marsala." They send a bill to this kid's parents and say,
"Hey,
pay the difference. Pay for his..." How do you send a bill? What? Who? What?
Exactly.
And they're demanding the money.
They are. They're serious about this.
You know, none of us paid, so why would we have to pay for the... bring gifts. There's not an actual dollar. Right.
"Well, you shorted us on the bill, and we didn't see any gratuity."
That's not how weddings work.
This is wrong on so many
levels.
It's
every single possible conceivable level. This is messed up. So that's another wild wedding.
She didn't pay it, did she?
Everyone online has been defending the guest, calling the parents' actions tacky. I don't believe they've paid.
Tacky.
At that point, now that everybody's called them tacky, now I would pay.
Oh, just to make them feel worse.
Like, everyone thinks you're tacky, but I'm going to be the bigger person.
Nice.
That's exactly how I would play it. The last one I wanted to get to, there's a couple here. Somebody had written in, groom was actually so drunk. You know how it works with the vows, like, "I, Steve, take the... Ted, I'm just assuming you're marrying."
Yeah, I'm not marrying a guy.
"To be my..." Yeah. And it's like the guy, 5 seconds after the priest said it, he was so hammered, he couldn't remember. Like he couldn't do. So the guy had to keep shortening it smaller and smaller. It's like, "I, Steve, take these." Like, "No." And it's like, "I, Steve, I..."
Oh my God.
"Steve,
that's
Steve,
the longest
take,
way.
Take, take, the." And the bride was just as schnocker, but she had a little better recall.
Oh.
So that was an awful one.
Can't the officiant, especially if you're getting married in a church, if you're hammered as a bride and groom, can't he say, "No, you're not getting married"?
You would think if it's in an actual church, they would. They'd go, "I don't see..." Because it's a legal contract. And you are...
Oh, good point. You're your head's not...
You are not allowed to sign. Like, when you go to, like, a title company to sign your closing documents, or if you do it with American Financing, they can do it in the comfort of your home. Sorry.
That's true.
If you're plowed or on heroin, they got to go, "No, we'll come back and do this when you're good."
You think you should do that with...
With a wedding.
All it is, it's a legal agreement. That's
absolutely
all it is. Yeah.
The final one, I saw the bride make out with the DJ's daughter.
Oh, hot.
They filed for an annulment as they were leaving the ceremony.
No, you keep her.
But no.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you've been a part of a wild wedding, we want to hear your stories. Kim?
Yay.
Wild wedding.
So 31 years ago, my husband and I were still in graduate school, and we got we had a costume wedding. And thank God everybody came dressed in like 18th century. And it was kind of wild.
18th century.
I wouldn't even know what that is. What's that?
1700s.
Well, just think kind George. Of beautiful long dresses. I mean, I was at first scared that everybody would come dressed as pink bunnies or something, but they all had like really tasteful costumes. So it was kind of nice and wild.
Were the men wearing hosiery like they did back then and powdered wigs?
No, not quite that.
Oh. Well, dang. Either way, sounds like a really fun wedding. No, I'm just kidding.
It was.
I imagine.
That's wow.
Thank you for the call.
Huh.
Nothing about that sounds even remotely fun
to me. It sounds like a pain in the butt.
Yes. I want to spend $6,000 getting dressed up to come to your wedding and bring you a present.
Boom.
Will?
Yai.
Wild wedding.
Hey, so I went to a cannabis wedding.
Oh, what happens?
Everybody got high and drunk and did dabs, smoked blunts and joints. And when they even said the vows, they were smoking joints.
Sounds romantic.
It was awesome till the DEA came crashing through, SWATs everywhere. You know, it's still illegal federally, even at a wedding, you idiots.
Love the ring.
Oh my God. Kim?
Yes.
Wild wedding.
Yay.
Just
got a friend that is planning a barbecue, so her boyfriend thinks, but actually she's invited all the family and friends, and when he shows up, she's going to say, let's get married.
It's a surprise wedding.
Or an ambush. Yeah.
That's a better word. And it hasn't, this is coming up?
Yes, it's coming up next month.
And they're ambushing him?
Yes.
He thinks it's like
just a regular old get-together, drinking PBRs and having some burgers and... Wow.
Has he professed that he, interest in getting married before, or is he's just going to...
Excellent question.
He has said that he doesn't want to get married, not necessarily to her, but in general.
Okay.
This is a fantastic idea.
Well,
how do we get on the invite list for this shindig?
Can we just show up?
Yeah, I just want to be there. Just be like, hey, brah, just want to watch your face, man. Is this happening in Colorado?
Yes.
You said this coming weekend?
No, okay. You're going to want to hang on because we're going to want to. Yes, hang on. What?
That'd be awesome.
That would be the funnest wedding I ever went to. Matt.
Yay.
Wild wedding.
So I work for a wedding planning company, and we had a wedding where they had a petting zoo, and all the animals got out, including the llama that took off running across the ceremony.
It's going to be memorable.
Heck yeah, it is.
It was horrible. It was terrifying. The camel was running everywhere.
Oh, that rocks.
Why would you have a petting zoo at a wedding?
I would. No kids allowed.
Then why would you want
the petting? Down the aisle.
I want jumpy castles at my wedding.
I get that makes more sense.
No kids allowed.
Mac and cheese and jumpy castles at Steve's wedding. Did you have to give a refund because of that?
Not at all. It wasn't our fault.
Wow. That is a wedding gone wild. Thank you for the call, Matt. Cheyenne?
Yay.
Wild weddings.
So I was a bridesmaid at a wedding, and the bridesmaid, one of the other bridesmaids, gave the assistant coordinator a special kiss in a place that I don't want to say.
During the ceremony, or?
While the reception is going on.
And did they get caught?
So they were in a broom closet. They didn't get caught, but she told us all after the wedding.
Dang.
Yes.
Yeah,
sometimes working weddings is worth it.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.